Kamakailan lang ay nabighani ang mga namamasyal sa isang parke sa Kingston, Tasmania, dito sa Australia, habang hinaharana sila ng Filipino-Australian at miyembro ng Hugyao Performing Group na sila Beatrice Nunez at Lyndon Frederick Mondigo sa kanilang bersyon ng sikat na OPM Kahit Maputi Na Ang Buhok Ko. Ang kantang ito ay isinulat ng sikat na singer at composer na si Ray Valera. Ayon kay Bea na nakasuot ng modern Filipiniana at Lindo na nakasuot ng barong Tagalog sa kanilang A Day in the Park na event, masaya sila na nagustuhan ng mga manonood ang kanilang performance. Mula sa Bulacan si Bea at noong 2016 lang siya dumating sa Australia sa edad na 8 taong gulang. Ngayon ay 17 taong gulang na ang dalaga at kasalukuyang nag-aaral sa isang universidad sa Tasmania sa kursong psychology. Kwento niya, bata pa lang siya ay kumakanta na ito.
Most of my dad's side of the family are really musically in tune. Yung mga titas ko po and my grandma, like the women in my dad's side of the family, they really encouraged me. They like would push me to perform, to compete. Leia Salonga, I think she's a really big influence for my family. As in my titas, they love her. When I was younger, they would always say like, oh, you should sing like her, you should sing these songs.
Si Lindo naman ay nakapagtapos na ng kursong music dito sa Australia. 2008 at 8 taong gulang lang ito noong nang migrate ang kanyang pamilya dito sa bansa mula sa Maynila. At inamin ito, mahilig ang kanyang buong pamilya sa karaoke.
I remember like when I was in the Philippines, I was singing Dadalhin like at karaoke when all of my parents and my family like joined karaoke like outside my house. I got my singing from Mama and also from Papa, but he doesn't sing much. He plays guitar. Yeah, it's a passion definitely. And I started doing guitar at 11 when my dad got me a guitar instead of a PS3, and I was sad at first, but it was okay.
Sabi ng dalawa, plus factor na lang na may humanga sa kanila dahil ang talagang gusto nila ay kumanta. Pero masarap din ang pakiramdam na ibahagi ang kulturang Filipino para ipakilala ang kanilang pagkakakilanlan.
It's kind of nerve-wracking to perform in front of people, but it's enjoyable, yeah. I think it's really interesting because you get to like represent Philippines through music. I think it's nice that we get to represent our culture with public.
Because I've been doing it for a while, it feels natural. So it's just that I like music and the Filipino music is a part of that. And in terms of wearing the costumes, it's just kind of sharing a bit of our culture with, I just feel joy in doing music. We're a part of the same world, so it's kind of like natural or harmonizing.
Bilang mga performers, naniniwala sila Bea at Lyndon na mahalagang panatilihing buhay ang kultura kahit nandito na naninirahan sa ibang bansa.
I think it's really important, like being Filipinos in Australia, you kind of get integrated into the Western culture. Like sometimes you lose that Filipino side of yourself, but being exposed to a lot of Filipinos, to a lot of the community, to the culture, I think that helps you like stay connected to your roots. Like even though you may feel Australian, it's still really important that you like take pride in being a Filipino.
If we forget that part, it's kind of like losing something. So I think it's better to try and keep something rather than just losing it forever.
Ibinahagi din ng dalawa ang kanilang mga naaalalang personal favorites na mga kanta ng mga Filipino artist.
Rainbow. Yeah, yun po yung favorite at the moment. South Border, yeah. Like, take a look at the see the butterfly colors, listen to the words, there was something sing for you. Yeah.
Dadalhin was one of the more powerful ones for me. for dadalhin, it's like, I'll take you to a better place. Like, my parents trying so hard to make a better place for me, and now I'm like, oh wow, that's kind of deep. For Harana, it's just the culture, like the romance kind of culture, like usopaba ang Harana.
Kwento din ng dalawa, may mga pagkakataon na malaking hamon na kantahin ang isang Filipino song dahil sa mahirap i-memorize ang lyrics.
I think recently, yung ako ay Filipino po, that's the part I had to struggle through that. Like, I had to look at lyrics to sing that one because I didn't memorize it. I think they use a lot of like really interesting words that you wouldn't hear in everyday conversations sa Tagalog. It's hard to sing it because you don't know the meaning. So, yeah. And just generally, like, how you pronounce it is also kind of difficult.
More challenging than doing English songs, but because it's just natural. My parents speak Tagalog in the house. So that's kind of where I keep my Tagalog as well. Yeah, like, sometimes I have to go to Google Translate and be like, oh, what's nagtataka ako?
May mga mang-aawit at banda din silang hinahangaan.
Moira Del Torre.
Si Moira.
In terms of her style of music, I really like. But for Filipino artists in general, like, I really like Apo Hiking Society, yung band na yun. Yun po, I really like it. Very classic.
Harana by Parokya Niyag.
May payo din si Bea at Lyndon para sa mga kabataang tulad nila na lumaki na dito sa Australia.
Even though we live in a Western kind of country, we live in Australia, I think deep down, we're still Filipino. Like, it's still a part of our identity. And I think it's really important to never lose that.
What I told myself is, if singing is a part of my passion, if I'm interested, it's what I want to do, I'm gonna do it. It's not bad to do it. Like, and in terms of like the culture, I think discovering new things makes you a better person.
Pahabol na kwento ng dalawa, saan man sila dadalhin ang tadhana, patuloy silang kakanta dahil ang musika ay parte na ng kanilang buhay.
It'll always be a part of me. Like, I don't think I could ever get sick of it. I'll definitely be singing. Maybe. I don't know if I'll be performing. Maybe. Hopefully. But yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Performing Filipino songs. That's all. That's just an added bonus of music.
Music is more a healing, kind of therapeutic.
Dahil sa pagmamahal sa musika, hindi pinalampas ng dalawa ang pagkakataon para ibahagi ang kanilang angking galing sa pagkanta.
Puno ang langit ng bituin at kalamig pa ng hangin. Sa iyong tingin ako'y nababaliw. Giliw at sa awitin kong ito, sana'y maibigan mo. Ibubuhos ko ang buong puso ko sa isang munting harana para sa'yo.
Kung tayo ay matanda na, sana'y di tayo magbago. Kailanman na saan may ito ang pangarap ko. Makuha mo pa kayang ako'y hakan at sikapin. Ooh, hanggang sa pagdunda natin. Nagtatanong lang sa'yo, ako ba kaya ipigil mo? Kung mabuti na ang buhok ko.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.